Спасибо, господин председатель.
Thank you, President. Unfortunately, I must take the floor once again as part of a right of reply in order to react to the once again unfounded statements made by the delegation of Ukraine. First of all, about some type of conflict with Russia. Would like to say once again that there's no conflict between Russia and Ukraine. At least Russia does not have any conflict with Ukraine. There's an internal conflict that is taking place in the territory of Ukraine between Kiev and Donetsk and Lugansk. And we believe that this is not the forum where these issues should be discussed. There's plenty of specialized fora where these political issues are being discussed. As was said correctly, one of such fora is the UN General Assembly. This forum here is devoted to very different issues. It is related to the issue of the implementation of amended Protocol 2, most notably the exchange of expert views and the implementation of the provisions of AP2. So this is why, once again, we'd like to urge the delegation of Ukraine to avoid the politicization of the work of this purely expert forum and focus on a calm exchange of views of experts related to the provisions and the implementation of amended Protocol 2. As far as the intra-Ukrainian conflict is concerned that was referred to, we would like to once again say that the key to finding a solution to the conflict, and in other words, a key to the solution of the problems that were raised today that relate to the threat of mines, the threat related to IEDs, problems that the authorities of Kyiv have to resolve on their own territory as a party to AP2. Well, once again, the key to all of this is to finding a settlement to the internal conflict in Ukraine in general. And this can only be done through direct, constructive dialogue between Kyiv and the representatives of Donetsk and Lugansk. Through the quick implementation of the set of measures approved by the Security Council from the 12th of February of 2015. And for some reason, the authorities of Kyiv have been forgetting about that. And in fact, this is a commitment taken at the international level because the decisions of the Security Council are mandatory for implementation by UN member states. And what also needs to be implemented are the Minsk agreement on the basis of the agreements reached in the Normandy framework. This is all that is necessary to ensure the compliance by the Ukrainian authorities with the provisions of AP2. And we do hope that the authorities of Ukraine will take all possible efforts to implement the measures that I referred to in order to ensure compliance with the provisions of amended Protocol 2. Thank you.